In what areas of your life would you like to see some growth? But if you're honest, you would say, presently, I'm not doing anything to grow those areas. Well, today, I'd like to start with an inspirational story. It's a story of Dorita Daniels, who lived through some of the greatest moments in history. She witnessed the end of World Wars I and II. She witnessed the first man in space and the birth of electricity. She witnessed the invention of the telephone, the television, and the rise of the digital age. But Daniels says that the most gratifying moment of her life was the day that she graduated from college. Daniels stated that she just wanted to better herself. But the road to becoming a college graduate was full of personal difficulties. For starters, she was 93 years old when she registered in college. She also had a driver's license revoked because of diminishing sight and hearing due to multiple strokes. Daniel also struggled with college-level math and statistics, so she became a regular at the tutorial and learning center. But Daniels never stopped intentionally growing. And in the summer of 2015, at the age of 99 years, Daniels became the oldest student to graduate from college. Intentional growth is a lifelong process of waking up every day and going as far as you can possibly go. If you want to become your very best, you'll have to give growth your very best. So why not start today? The greatest obstacle to intentional growth is the idea that you'll get to it later. To wish for growth is of no practical value. It's when you intentionally work at it that you'll gain profit. Solomon said, "All hard work brings a profit, but mere talk leads only to poverty." You need to face the fears that hinder your growth. I'm not suggesting that you face all your fears. For example, if you have fear of rats, I would not suggest that you get into a room full of them. Actually, I would call an exterminator and stay as far away as possible. But intentional growth may require that you face your fears. Perhaps your fear of failure. Maybe your fear of exchanging security for the unknown. Maybe it's the fear of the cost of growth. Or maybe it's the fear of what others might think of you. But intentional growth will cause you to face your fears before you can move on. Zechariah was paralyzed by fear, the Bible says. But the angel reassured him, "Don't fear, Zechariah. Your prayers have been answered." Sometimes, like Zechariah, intentional growth will require that you surround yourself with people who will reassure you and help you face your fears.